Use mathematics and science. Section 13. Use Archimedes' principle of displacement and flotation. Archimedes' principle of displacement. The best known result of Archimedes' work on hydrostatics was his discovery that a submerged, irregular-shaped object displaces a volume of water equal to the volume of the object. Archimedes used his discovery to prove that the goldsmith of the king of Syracuse had adulterated a gold crown with silver. Archimedes realized that he could check the density of the crown, knowing that he could measure its volume accurately. The story goes that the crown was proven to be impure and that the unfortunate goldsmith was executed. Applications of displacement. Commonly called water displacement, the volume of displaced fluid is equivalent to the volume of an object fully immersed in a fluid, or if an object is only partially submerged, to that fraction of the volume below the surface. Several methods of such measurements exist. In one method, the increase of water level is recorded as the object is immersed into the water. In the second method, the object is immersed into a vessel full of water, causing it to overflow. Then the overflow is collected and its volume is measured. Archimedes' principle of flotation, buoyancy. Any object, wholly or partly immersed in a fluid, is buoyed up by a force equal to the weight of the fluid displaced by the object. Archimedes' principle of flotation may also be stated as, a body immersed in a fluid loses as much weight as the weight of the fluid it displaces. Objects denser than water, even though they sink readily, lose part of their weight when submerged. For example, a man can lift a larger stone underwater than he can possibly lift in air, because the buoyant force of the water lifts part of the weight. The upward force, which any liquid exerts upon a body submerged in it, is called buoyancy. The force exerted by liquids on objects submerged in them and the apparent weight loss that the object undergoes were the subject of much study by Archimedes. Archimedes' principle works for any fluid, but for our purposes we will discuss fresh water, which has a density of 62.4 pounds per cubic foot, or 1,000 kilograms per cubic meter. Finding specific gravities of liquids. A hydrometer is an instrument used to measure the specific gravity or relative density of liquids, that is, the ratio of the density of the liquid to the density of water. Operation of the hydrometer is based on Archimedes' principle that a solid suspended in a fluid will be buoyed up by a force equal to the weight of the fluid displaced by the submerged part of the suspended solid. Thus, the lower the density of the substance, the farther the hydrometer will sink. A hydrometer is usually made of glass and consists of a cylindrical stem and a bulb weighted with mercury or lead shot to make it float upright. The liquid to be tested is poured into a tall container, often a graduated cylinder, and the hydrometer is gently lowered into the liquid of unknown specific gravity until it floats freely. The hydrometer sinks until the weight of unknown liquid displaced equals the weight of the hydrometer. The hydrometer must sink deeper in liquids of lesser density, therefore the larger numbers are at the bottom and smaller numbers are at the top of the scale. The point at which the surface of the liquid touches the stem of the hydrometer is noted. Hydrometers usually contain a scale inside the stem so that the specific gravity can be read directly. A variety of scales are available depending on the application. Hydrometers may be calibrated for different uses, such as lactometer for measuring the density of milk, a saccharometer for measuring the density of sugar in a liquid, or an alcohol meter for measuring higher levels of alcohol in spirits.